paperback novel years ago. Completely misconstrued the story of Jesse James and the actual facts and all of his life. The actual facts were one way and the paperbacks the other way, because they had to glamorize them so they'd sell. If they told the actual facts and actual truth, they'd only had one publication, that'd been it. But they had to take a little bit here, a little bit there, to make another story for each week or each month when they published a magazine. As I say, history, it's a shame, man. It has been so beat around, mixed up, and messed up. As I say, I wish, of course, I will never see it, but I just do wish sometime that something happened whereby if recorded history had free truth and facts, whether it's fiction, movies, television, or what may be in the time to come, that we have to tell the actual facts and the true stories. Because I said that it's pitiful that we will let it be beat up, beat around, as we have in the past.
I think I read or heard somewhere that one outlaw, John Wesley Hardy, was so mean that he actually shot a man for snoring. It bothered him, something like that.
Probably so. But you know now, John Wesley Hardy, he was the son of a Methodist minister. His father was a minister. But why he went that way, you don't know. But he was one of the best gun of the West.
Did these old gunslingers actually kill as many people as you?
I wouldn't think so. No, I don't think so. I think that that's just that's more fiction than the side of the Westerns and so forth. The good old gunslingers of the West, they were like this. They didn't go around looking for trouble, but they didn't run for trouble. Because they were more or less, you take the type of person who's naturally a killer, you find a killer today, he's a quiet type of person. He doesn't go around looking for trouble or warning about trouble. But yet again, he has that killer instinct, and when it just so happens, it happens. And that's where those Western outlaws were, who were really a true, what we call a gunslinger of the West. That's the way they were.
Was Buffalo Bill Cody, was he a cowboy or an entertainer or what?
He was more of an entertainer, and he'd been more glamorized, and he's actually a cowboy. He started out as a young boy, as a cowboy, more or less, messing around. You know what I mean, just killing time here and there. And then he had a fight with an Indian, and that's where it started. What was that Indian's name? He was supposed to kill him with a bowie knife and different things. Anyway, there's more fiction to Buffalo Bill than actually facts. He was a showman at heart. And he was a showman when he was a kid. And when he came up, he found out that he could make money from it. And he put it to use by opening and operating his Wild West show. He was a scout at different times. And he had to know the West pretty well to be a scout. But yet again, history, you read about Buffalo Bill, and you won't find too much of actually what he did. You'll hear more of what he said.
One thing that I want to get back to that I meant to ask you about when we were talking about embalming, is the process that all the blood's removed and replaced by the...
What it is, to embalm a body, you inject the fluid. And this fluid forces the blood through the veins, arteries, capillaries, and so forth, and fills that area